This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The Daily Gazette in Schenectady announced on Friday that longtime editor Judy Patrick would be leaving after 35 years at the newspaper. Patrick is a frequent voice on WAMC, on Morning Edition, The Roundtable, and The Media Project. The Gazette's editor and senior vice president says she's not exactly sure what she'll do next, but she's been thinking about this for some time.
You know, I've been thinking about it for quite some time, and it was, to be honest, agonizing because I love this paper, I love journalism, and I really feel a responsibility to the community. So not an easy decision at all, but when you hit your 60s, and I'm 61, you look back and you look forward and you think you've got another 20 or 30 years. What else, you know, can I do to contribute in the time I have left? So that's what prompted this.
Now, based on the article about your coming departure, it said you plan to, you know, still write and be involved in journalism. Is there another job on the horizon that you know of now?
No, not at all. I have no other jobs, no other plans. I'm going to take some time and think when you do what we do, it's a 24/7 kind of operation, and you don't give yourself a chance to really think about what else might be possible. So that's what I'm going to do, give myself a little breathing room and look at the world around me and see what, you know, I might be able to do. It might be writing. It might be, I know it definitely won't be singing or dancing, but it will probably be, you know, something along the writing. I want to contribute. I love journalism. We'll see what happens. It may just be hiking.
I think it's fair to say the Gazette, like local newsrooms all over the country, has had its challenges. Was this purely a decision you made, or was there pressure on you to step aside? Can you say?
Yeah, certainly there was no pressure on me to step aside. And in fact, I think that they would have loved it if I would have stayed. You know, we've lived through a lot of challenges, and I think we, back in 2008, it was a pretty tough time. I think we've gone through the worst of it. So I stuck with it through the worst of it, and I local journalism is coming out of it now. And I think with digital, we have a capacity to really blossom. And you know, it's an exciting time to be in this business. If I was 20 years younger, or I had another 20 years, you know, I could add to the end of my life, I definitely would stay. But at 60, you see the end of the line is coming, and you want to make sure you've tried everything you should have before the end comes.
Do you have an end date set up yet?
We're tentatively thinking that I'm going to finish by the end of March, but that's fairly open-ended. I want to stay and help whoever follows me as much as possible. If they need me to stay longer, I certainly will. I don't have any plans other than, come the spring and the warm weather, I don't want to be chained to the desk anymore.
I think you just hinted at this, but I take it there's not a known successor yet?
No. In fact, they're not at all. There's not a known successor. That's something that the publisher John DeAugustine is working on.
How did you first get to the Gazette all those years ago?
Oh, I'm born and raised in the area from Washington County. My first job was out in Montgomery County at the Amsterdam Recorder, and the big papers. The paper I aspired to join was the Schenectady Gazette then. I started back then in 1982 in the Amsterdam Bureau. And I, over the years, I worked, in all the different bureaus, even up in your hometown, Saratoga Springs. So being out has served me well as an editor. I started way back when. And then I'm kind of a homebody. I never ventured far from the Capital District. It's partly because I have family here, but it's partly because I love the area and I saw no reason to go anyplace else.
What are you most proud of about your tenure?
Looking back, personally, I'm proud of the stories I wrote, and as an editor, I'm actually proud. Every day, I'm pretty proud of this newspaper, and the journalism it does. And I'm proud, of the people I work with. And the commitment and integrity they show. It sounds idealistic, but that's really true. We've tried to keep pace with the new digital demands on our industry, but at the heart of it, it's always still journalism, and it doesn't matter whether it's radio news or web news or print news. It's the news that's really important, and I'm proud to have been part of that profession for 35 years.
Well, where do you think the industry is as you get ready to take a step out?
You know, I think news is well positioned going forward. I think it faces some certain challenges in terms of how we're all going to disseminate the content to get the content in front of the people, because there's so many different ways they can get it. But I don't care whether it's podcasts or, you know, FM radio, AM radio, print, digital. People will want news. That, you know, we talk about these new challenges. People don't trust the news, or there's fake news. That's not really a new phenomena, but it's something I think our industry needs to address. That's one thing I can assure you that I'll do going forward, is I always step forth and, you know, support journalists, point out fake news when I see it, and help people develop better skills when it comes to identifying real news versus, you know, the news that has bias, news that isn't worth the paper it's printed on, or the TV it's shown on.
Well, I'm sure as we get a little closer towards spring and summer, we'll have a chance to do a more formal farewell. But in the meantime, I just want to thank you for all you've done to keep our listeners informed through our partnership with the Gazette. So thanks, Judy, and best of luck.
Thanks, Ian.